This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I'm Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast with Seth Payne this morning. Having a good time here for the rest of the week. So we'll bring in Friday together again, Seth, man. It's been a lot of fun the last couple of days. And getting a lot of reaction with you guys. 713-572-4610, 572-4610. Somebody just text in from the 281, Seth. Astros are on Apple TV tomorrow. I don't want to subscribe. Annoying. That's the only way to watch game two of the opening series. I co-sign that. I guess if you're going to do it, get it out of the way early.
It's so hard whenever you have to watch your team play with a different broadcast than they're used to. And I know that like some people will sync up the audio and the in the TV. It's just I can't keep track of all of that. I get it. I understand it. But this early in the season, I don't like it. We were just complaining about having to watch things on streams. Some of the streams are better than others. I feel like Apple TV does a really good job on the technology side of things, but they've tried to get a little too ambitious at times in trying to make the broadcast feel different than your normal broadcast. Last year it was more normal than it was the year before. But I'm okay with it. I'm not gonna let it ruin my opening weekend. Damn it!
Right? Yeah, I don't have to worry about it personally. I'm heading out there tomorrow, so I'm excited about that. I haven't been to an Astros game since 22. I'm pretty crazy. Meanwhile, the Rockets taking care of business last night. I want to talk about this one. This was the most fun I've had watching a Rocket game in probably at least 4 years, Seth. And I think it's not to be understated that last night's win was maybe the most important, impactful victory for the Rockets in at least that amount of time. Because obviously of what's at stake, the opportunity that they have in front of them to be that 10th and final seed, at least, even if it works out that way, and get some postseason experience for some of these younger guys. And you know, look, we've been watching it over the course of the last couple of 3 weeks, the emergence of Jalen Green, and it was on full display last night. 37 points, Amen Thompson, career-high night, 25 points, 15 boards, big-time shots by Dylan Brooks in overtime, Jabari Smith hitting the shot of his life towards the end of regulation, a corner three that was contested. That was badass. And Jalen Green, by the way, had an OMG three in overtime, and then followed it up with a circus layup in the lane. It was just, you saw everything that you wanted to see, that you've been waiting to see from all of your guys in a big-time moment, a big-time game, in the middle of the best winning streak that your organization's had in years.
I think that in the biggest thing, in terms of the evolution of Jalen Green, was everything that Oklahoma City was doing to him last night was the kind of stuff that you would have pointed to a couple months ago and said, well, I mean, he's got to learn how to handle it when he's the focus of the other team's attention, you know, like, or it was the excuse that you would make that, like, well, you know, it's not really his fault when everybody's just, they're bracketing him, they're blitzing him, they're doing all these things. Like, last night was when you saw all of that just flipped on its ear, where he's making all the right decisions. When he's supposed to kick it out, he's kicking it out. When he can take it himself, he's taking it himself. And on a night where, you know, Jalen Green was, nobody was hitting threes. Like, Jalen Green was the efficient guy out there. And he hits that to Smith. The Smith's three was the first one he'd hit all night. Like, just having trust in his guys, and I think his guys having trust in him, that was the word that kept circulating afterwards in all the interviews, and the players were giving it, you know, just talking about the trust they have for him and that it's obvious that he trusts them. It all comes back to Udoka at some point. It's long, it's painful, and it took a lot to get to this spot, but it's just nowhere near what you thought it would have been almost at any point up until a month or so ago that you'd be telling this story about Jalen Green.
Yeah, you mentioned the Rockets and their three-point shooting last night. It's not very common when you're struggling to hit those shots, especially if you're the Rockets, that you come out with a win like that. I mean, they took 43 threes. They made 15 of them. They took 43 to get there. I mean, 35% nearly. It was a lot better late because, look, you had the two big ones by Brooks in overtime. And Jalen Green, just, there was one, I think it was like around the two-minute mark of the fourth quarter. He didn't have numbers. He was kind of on a breakaway. He just said, screw it, I'm going to pull up and just let it roll. And it was nothing but net. That was fantastic. He did almost a similar thing in overtime. And you talk about making the right decisions. The attention that he got on that drive to the lane in the waning seconds of the fourth quarter. He drew three defenders his way before kicking it out to Jabari for that corner three. That was huge. That was huge. And you talk about decision making, that right there versus what he almost did just moments later when he attacks the bucket and the defense collapses. It's like he has four guys on top of him and he almost gets that circus shot to go and it just rims out. I mean, that was the best version of Jalen Green. That was the one that we've been wanting to see and we got it. And I don't know that it's going to go anywhere, to be honest with you.
It's probably, this has been the most engaging, maybe like the duo, it's been a unique form of engagement. Like this duo of the Rockets all of a sudden surging. And while at the same time, you've got the Cougs in the tournament. And it's no surprise with the Cougs, obviously, but it is very much a surprise with the Rockets. It does feel like all of a sudden basketball was just dumped onto the city like a tropical storm in terms of just like how much emotion there is about it. It feels like a throwback week in some respects.
Yeah.
Because of the dual action of both the Rockets and the Cougs.
Well, I think it's a pretty good analogy, how basketball's been dumped on the city like a tropical storm. That's kind of the way it goes around here in Houston, right? Where you go through a 2-3 month heat wave and the drought, and then you get a bleep ton of rain like all at once. Like, we haven't had anything to be proud of by way of our Rockets in years, and now when you think you can count them out, I mean, I said this and I don't think that I was in the minority at all, like a month ago, Seth, when Alpi goes out, when Whitmore's out, I said they're effectively done for the season. You know, you're without three of your better young players. There's no way in hell. I mean, at the time, the Rockets were 6.5 games behind the Warriors for that 10th seed, and I said, man, these guys are just going to mail it in. I mean, there's not going to be any fun basketball to watch now. And then I couldn't have been more wrong.
You put a tombstone on the cover of the Chronicle.
I did. R.I.P.
season. Yep. That's what you did. And look what this hath wrought. I think that with the NCAA, like, obviously basketball has changed a lot in the last couple decades. I think the interesting thing about the Cougs is that they've reinvigorated college basketball through the regular season. Like, in the midst of all of this, in the midst of NIL, and just like how early guys leave for the draft and all of that, College basketball has changed a lot, but they've managed to actually turn that into a super, super relevant and like the hip place to be for a lot of people in a way that I don't think I don't think they experience basketball like this in a lot of places anymore. So that part's been really cool. And you've done it with a throwback coach in the midst of all this newness
in a major city to boot, right? Yeah. You know, when you've got the three major sports going and you have a major league soccer team too, and your college basketball team is, you're right, a place to be. I mean, that is one of the most electric environments. That's the loudest 7,000 fans I think you can encounter almost anywhere. I haven't been a lot of places like that, but it's certainly one of the most vibrant atmospheres for any sport, to be honest with you.
What were they doing? What was the basketball team doing when you were an undergrad?
We were competitive my senior year, my junior senior year, so 2005-06. I remember the biggest game that we had in town when I was at U of H. I think it was Kentucky had come in, and I want to say we lost, but it was a really good game. And that was kind of like if the Cougs would have beaten Kentucky at that point in time, it would have been like, hey, here we are. You know, we break into the top 25, that whole thing. And it just, I don't think it happened, because if it would have happened, I would have been like one of those knuckleheads that rushed the court, and we didn't do that.
You were in that Tom Penders era, right?
Right. I think it was in the heart of Tom Penders.
He made the tournament in his final season as a coach, and that was 2009, 2010. So you were gone for a few years by then.
Yeah.
As far as Jalen Green goes, I think he's going to be a guy you have to invoke from now on when talking about taking your time with a developing young player. And obviously, with guys coming to the league as young as they are, there's still a pretty good correlation. Like, usually the guys that are going to be good are definitively good by the time they're 21 or so. But like, he'll be the cautionary tale the next time there's somebody that you just feel like is never going to get it going, with like Kareem Jackson. You know, oh, he's a bust. It's never going to work out. And then all of a sudden he flips it around. That would be the football example.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The baseball example, the biggest cautionary tale is JD Martinez, because you didn't even actually give him a chance to really turn everything around. But Kyle Tucker is the one that, remember, was untouchable. People couldn't figure out why he was untouchable. What the hell's why is Kyle Tucker such a big deal? And then people barely remember that they ever felt that way right now.
Yeah.
Like, they know. I know for a fact nobody listening right now remembers that they were wondering why Kyle Tucker was untouchable long ago.
Yeah, there was about 3 years in a row, I felt like, where the Astros had those prospects that, you can't touch that guy. Kyle Tucker was one of them. I think the other two probably ended up becoming Astros. I feel like George Springer was probably in that conversation at one point in time, and maybe somebody else. Once upon a time ago, I guess it was Forrest Whitley. Not so much.
Let's see.
Now.
Kyle Tucker was. It was like 2017 back when there was the trio of untouchables, with Kyle Tucker being the first and foremost.
Yeah, that's the era. I guess I'm thinking of. That's around that time. It's Tucker, well, Tucker, 7 years ago.
The thing about Tucker was that, remember, AJ Hinch. I can't remember the word he used, but basically, it was the level of urgency. He said that Kyle Tucker just didn't have the same level of urgency as the other guys. And it took a couple years for Tucker to realize that he had to kind of match pace with all of those other guys. And I do, like last year, where the one thing with Tucker that was weird was he took a step back defensively. And that's almost the part where Espada has very much focused on getting back to being a really good defensive team. Like, that was one of the hidden ugly parts of the Astros last year that kept them from being peak Astros was that they weren't a good team defensively, like they almost always are. The base running errors, Espada has very much thrown himself into correcting a lot of the base running errors. Pitchers holding guys on base. He's very much emphasized some of the basics that I'm not trying to criticize Dusty for it or what have you, but it's, there were errors or mistakes or bad parts of the game that either went unaddressed or definitely uncorrected that I'm hoping that Espada makes a difference.
Yeah,
and that includes Kyle Tucker defensively.
I think, you know, the vibe that I've gotten from Joe Espada, and, you know, we've got a long season to see this play out, is that he's trying to be like a mesh point between the analytical side of things and just getting guys back to optimizing their instincts and playing baseball like the way that they know how. And
yeah.
And I guess I've gotten a lot of that from the language that he's used and how he's talked about being more aggressive on the base paths and more aggressive just in the game in and of itself. And then you go back to game 5 of the ALCS, you know, when he made the decisions after Dusty Baker, got ejected. I stand by this. I will die on this hill. I think he told Jonathan Singleton to go up there, and if he'd swung a pitch, he would punch him in the throat. You're going to take this walk, and you're going to like it, and we're going to win this ball game. And ultimately, you know, it worked out, and that's the one kind of harrowing moment that we are looking forward to seeing much more from Joe Espada in 2024.
I'm with you in that. Some of the stuff with Dusty last year got overblown. I thought there were times where when Dusty was having to deal with injuries that there just flat out wasn't a solution to some of the issues on pitching, or sometimes in shuffling the lineup around. He was going to be damned if he did and damned if he didn't. I think the biggest difference probably is just in not the game-by-game decisions per se, but the overarching, like, okay, why is Maldonado pitching catching as much as he is? It's one thing yes, to keep Maldonado as the starter, but my God, he's an old man, you know, and it was getting painfully obvious how old he was as the season went along. He can't move the way he used to move. I'm cool. I would have been cool with him just keeping Maldonado as the full-time starter, but just put Yiner in there more, please.
Yeah.
Don't act and then act like Yiner after a layoff should come in and be as sharp as ever.
By the way, have we seen a recent picture of Martin Maldonado as a member of the Chicago White Sox and potentially how pissed off we're going to be whenever we do see one Martin Maldonado like 25 pounds lighter in shape?
Did he lose 25 pounds?
No, I'm saying how pissed you going to be if he did.
Okay. A year ago he claimed that he had lost 25 pounds. Remember, he showed up, and then I feel like...
It wasn't last year. Definitely wasn't last year.
He showed up looking a little bit different. It was, March 17th, 2023. Martin Maldonado says he lost close to 25 pounds. He did. He was more fit.
I don't remember that.
I know it didn't. It's not like it showed up to any particular.
Now look here. You read between the lines, Seth. Yes, yeah. I lost 25 pounds at some point this offseason.
At some point.
However, you know, that taco stand down the road, man, that gets me at late at night coming home from these ball games. He probably put that right back on.
At one point, he said he lost 17 pounds last year. So the story's already starting to show some
shady
some cracks. Yeah.
Shady.
Yeah.
Don't believe it. And something probably had to do with the fake hair that he was rocking around the same time Fromba was rocking the fake hair. How heavy were those extensions exactly? A lot of questions. I don't believe it. I need to see him
in
a White
Sox
uniform.
Did Maldonado have extensions for a while last year?
Yeah, I thought he did. If it wasn't last year,
God,
it was...
Oh, God, I completely forgot about that.
I thought he did. I could be wrong. I don't know. Time is a warp. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani at Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll stick with a little baseball, get you ready for opening day, and get you this. Astros, they need to make sure of just one thing and one thing only this weekend. We'll have it for you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.